Okay, this is a parak test of Avin Hilfo Shara Vesatuma. We'll continue with the list of suffix situations that the Rama mentioned in Parak Dalet. There were a bunch of them. So we'll continue explaining what the specific ones are. So we left off with Halach Aleph, suffix, divrei sof, and ketzav. The Rama mentioned there when there's a suffix by something that's rabbinical, what does that mean? Suffix, achal oklin tmeim, v'shasa mashkin tmeim, suffix, shol achal, shol shasa. Let's say it's a question whether he did eat or drink something that's tame or not. What do you call it? Suffix shaba rosh of ruba mayim shuvin shnafu lav shlosh lav mayim shuvin suffix shaba shlo nafu hariz atar. Or the second suffix is, let's say he's unsure whether or not he immersed himself in water or had the water shuvin poured on him or not. In such cases, you're tahor. B'chinim achol ochlin tmein v'shasa mashin tmein. Let's say he ate or drank that which is tame. Or baba mayim shuvin nafu lav shlosh lav mayim shuvin. Or again, he immersed himself, the majority of himself in the drawn water. B'suffix nalga b'taros elu suffix lo nalga. Right, Hari Tahoros, Ilu Tahoros. And also, it's a question if he touched after this being a suffix of, let's say, the Achila, of the eating, he went ahead and touched something else, but he's unsure if he did or not, they remain Tahor. So, too, if he ate or drank something that itself is a question whether it's Tamay or not, it's Tahor. If he ate Truma that is in a state where it's neither burnt nor eaten, he's still Tahor. So, in all these situations where you have these rabbinical derivatives of tuma. In the case of suffix, you're always tahar. About avat tuma, should be divrei sofen. But when it comes to a primary level tuma, not a derivative, but primary, that is the rabbanon sfeiko tame. You, if it's a question mark, you are tame. Alim kane of atzma tame the suffix, unless the primary category itself is borne out through suffix. Kigon base of pras eretz amim, like the what do you call it? For instance, dirt from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Shein sofen al suffix magan kamosh rana. You don't burn. Touching a situation like touching, let's say, dirt from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so remember, there's another suffix that he said, which is a suffix that has to do with regular food. For instance, the tahara that's involved with those people who are tahor, who are called prushim, who eat food, tahor food. Okle ketzah, what does that mean? Okle chulayim betahara, shino lehen suffix tamah betaharasan. Let's say a question emerges regarding the status of the food itself being tahar, okay? Harei helu, what it called, by people who would normally eat regular food while being tahar, then harei helu tahar, the food is considered tahar, b'chol sfeikos kolon, like any suffix. Ve'ein lahen tuma ela tumas vadais. When it comes to these people, it's only vadai tuma, a clear, definitive tuma that creates a problem. Halacha gemel, now what about suffix korbanos, ketzad? B'chusa kipurim, she shalav suffix hamisha korbanos. Let's say someone there's a question about his completing his atonement through korban, and let's say there's a question of the five korbanos. What does that mean? You go on a isha sheishalei asavik chamesh zivos. Let's say there's a woman who has a question of five situations of zav attached to her, or sofek chamesh ledos, or let's say five childbirths. The vein korban echad. In such a case, you bring one korban, the tar lechal b'kachem, and she can eat a korban. But inishar love chova, and the rest of them are not obligatory for her. K'moshi rabbi hilchos mechusori kapar. What does it mean to have a question by tzaras by negayim? So until a person is considered tame, absolutely diagnosed that way, they're always any case of suffix is tahor. What does it mean? What's the case of a question mark by a person who is tzaras, who is quote unquote stood still or passed? What does that mean? Mitzvah shiyoshiv tachas iman. Let's say someone at Saras is sitting underneath a tree, that tahor over, and someone who is tahor, what it called, passes by. Suffik ha'il alav ha'ilan, v'tamei suffik lo'ay alav. So it's a question whether, this is a question whether the tree formed the cover over him or not, meaning would he be mitzura for relief that person is tahor or not. So too, v'chenei maya tahor yoshiv tachas ilan, let's say someone tahor sits under the tree, but mitzura over tachav. And the someone who had saras passes underneath the tree. Suffik aman mitzvah v'nitma hatar suffik lo aman. Right, and Wesley, we're not sure if the person who had saras was standing, and therefore made the person tahor tame or not. And all these situations sfeiko tahor, that suffik produces leaves the person in the status of being tahor. Lachavav suffik shratzim is this suffik and he's rakin ketsa. So what is suffik shratzim? Right, which literally means the suffik of an animal that's thrown. Zarak sharetz adavar tame lebeinak kikaros. Let's say a person threw that which is tame or sharetz into between the loaves of bread, Oshazar Kikar Lebena Tumos, the sub, right, or you threw the bread or threw bread between things that are tame, the suffix navas suffix no naka. We're not sure if in the second case, let's say the bread touched the things that are tame or not. Harizatar, why hole matzah kikar tar? If you find the Tahor bread, because what we say in general is that it always depends on the status of when the thing is recovered. We don't say maybe it touched it and then fell on the side. As long as I find it in a situation where it doesn't look like it touched anything, that's Tamei, I can assume it is still Tahor. Let's say I have a sheretz and it is in the mouth of, let's say, a mole of sorts, and it is walking over these loaves of truma bread. Suffik naga, suffik naga, lo naga. We're not sure if it touched it or not. Seiko tahor, meishto nacha hatuma, because the tuma never actually comes to rest. Haisama leches bo v'nogaspi kikaros, but let's say he was walking with it and it touched the loaves. Suffik ay, suffik mace. We're not sure if it was alive or dead. Harein taharos, they're still tahor. Med ramorim, bismanchin alaso v'hachala. This only applies when the mole grabbed the sheretz and went with it. Let's say you find it dead in its mouth. And everything's summer. Let's say I saw it alive in its mouth. Even if I see it dead in its mouth later on, the bread is still Torah. So too, in a case where sheretz is inside the animal, inside a mole, or let's say a dead animal carcass is inside the mouth of a dog, and it wanders over or between things that are Torah, or Taharim things went between them. Because the tumah itself doesn't have a fixed position. But let's say they were actually stabbing with them onto the ground. That's lifted resting. And therefore their tumah retroactively out of doubt. If they're in the Rishus Yachid in a private domain, which we'll get to soon when it comes to the halachas of Rishuyas. Halachas. Suffik Rosh Hashanah Ketzah. So what does it mean to have a question? Assuming. Suffik Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim Ketzah. What does it mean to have a suffik about Tumah that arises in a public domain? Tumah Shemunachas Rishus Rabim. Let's say a Tumah that's resting in Rishus Rabim, public domain. Suffik Naga Ba Suffik No Naga. We're not sure if it touched anything or not. Sveiko Tahor. Hayis Rishus Yachid. Let's say it was in a private domain. The Suffik Naga Ba Suffik No Naga. We're not sure if it touched it or not. Then Sveiko Tamim. The whole Eilo Sveiko Shataro Chachamim. I feel Rishus Yachid. Any situation where the Chacham said that which is in Rishus Yachid is Tahor. Even in Shoshi Yachad that's Tahor, Neisha Imba and Das Lishal Kmoshi Sbar, because they don't have any knowledge to really figure out and ultimately clarify the situation. Lakatesh, Suffolk Shte Rishus Kesa. What does it mean to have a Suffolk involving two different domains? Hiya Dabar Tame Rishus Yachad, Dabar Tame Rishus Rabin. Let's say something Tame is in a private domain, something Tahor is in a public domain, Oshia Dabar Lehefef, or the opposite, Benog of Echamahen, and he touched one of them, Benyo Deo, but Ezeman Nog, he does not sure which one he touched. Oh, or Shahesid Esachamahen, let's say he moved one of them. He's a hesed. He's not sure which one he moved. If that which was tame it becomes tame through carrying. Or one of them that produced imparts timba through covering over. He made a covering over one of them, or put bent over one of them. He's not sure which one he covered over. Then tahor. So even though technically speaking, that which is a doubt in Rishus Rabim is tahor, because when he comes to ask a question, we say to him. Im tavalta ebekach hefsed. So you got nothing to lose. Go ahead and go to the mikvah. Im taval harezev shubach. And if you go in, that's praiseworthy. Im lo taval v'asa taros. But let's say you didn't go ahead and go to the mikvah, and what do you call it? He touches things that are tar. Harein taros, he stay tar. Shusafik rishus rabim tar. Because Allah is a suffik in the public domain, we always treat as being tar. Halach yud. Sheretz and nimsa sara from nuach agabe Oakland. Let's say I find the dead a dead sheretz, right, and it's burnt and it's found on food. B'chein talish and nimsa is bluya. Or let's say I find what it called a garment that was all worn out, or needle that was rusty, or broken. Bena kelim among vessels, harayil taharin. They're all tahor. Bemishus yachid. It doesn't matter what kind of domain. We don't say that maybe after it touched the food, it was burnt. Or maybe after it was the kelim can tell me after touching the talis. So macha nishbra achlida. The general rule in all these cases is it always goes by the evidence you have in front of you. We don't surmise something else happened. Finally, two witnesses come along. They say to him, "You are Tame," and he says, "I'm Tahor. I'm Tahor Ani." Who Neman Adi Atzma? He's believed. Nonetheless, we don't tell him, "Go ahead and get involved with things that are Tahor." But if you went ahead and did touch on the Tahor, it's still Tahor, but you should be careful. Be very, very careful. Eid Omer Nitzma, Vishnaim Armelon Nitzma. Let's say one witness said he is Tame and said two said he's not. Bein v'shus rab and bein v'shus yachid, whether it's a public or private domain, tal. Shnayim omrim nitma. Let's say two said that he's Tame, be'ed echad omer lo nitma, and one witness said he's not. Bein v'shus yachid, bein v'shus yarabim, whether it's in a private or public domain, that raised a nitma, he's Tame. Eid omer nitma, a witness says he's Tame, be'ed omer lo nitma, and a witness says he's not Tame. Isha omer is nitma, isha omer is nitma. A woman says she is Tame, a woman says she's not Tame, b'shus yachid Tame, and a private domain, Tame, Rishus Rabban Tahor, but in a public area, it is considered Tahor. Okay, that ends Perek Tezvav, and we will continue with Perek Tezayin tomorrow.